From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better.
One or two hours of sleep, of course, just because of exhaustion or so.
Or boredom.
Exactly. Well, boredom. You see, boredom has its advantages.
The only way I can get to sleep is to bore myself
to
death.
Yeah, yeah. Don't read a book. Just get really bored and the flight will go by.
Well, I was reading the little story about when you first got to, went into Illinois, and they were talking about the fact that you'd flown 10 or 11 hours to get there, and you didn't want to go to bed. You just wanted to go right to work.
It's very important to deal the right way with the jet lag, because I think the worst thing you can do is kind of stay in the old time zone. So what I'm doing is, when I'm flying, I switch my clock, even in Austria already, to the kind of, I need to be careful at the airport, of course, to not miss the plane or so, but I switch the mobile phone clock and so as early back as possible. And I try to always imagine, like, when I start at home, it's normally at 7 o'clock Austrian time. That would be kind of midnight Chicago. So I start myself, you know, envisioning that it's now midnight. I just had a little bit of an early evening's nap. Wake up at midnight, have to go until 8 or 9 o'clock. And when I arrive in Chicago, it's normally 3:30. Then border control takes at least 1 hour.
Yeah.
And so once I collect the luggage, and so it's 4:30 normally, and then the CEO takes me in his car to the south side, which is about an hour car drive, little bit less, but at the hotel I'm at 5:30, so I'm always saying to him, we're always starting to talk business, then I'm saying to him, look, we need to go for dinner with a couple of people to do something, and then I stay up, and I, you know, at 8 I start to get normally to be really tired, but I'm trying to at least stay up until 9 to get into a kind of normal. Flying back is a little bit tougher, because I arrive in the morning or at lunchtime, and, you know,
you don't
depending
want to go to
on
bed,
how many
you want
hours
to start...
of sleep you get, but normally it's not more than 4 or so. Because sitting upright is not good for sleeping. And, you know, you feel like sometimes I go to sleep at 7 or 8. But that's not so terrible, because then I sleep perhaps for 12 hours or so. So actually, you know, you kind of, everybody has to kind of, I think, learn or kind of, you know, how to deal with it.
Well, you know, you get a rhythm, and you have obviously a rhythm, and or your body gave up on you a long time ago.
No, I have a rhythm, but I heard if you're younger, it's easier to deal with the jet lag. So
sure.
Kids seem to be like not very much affected. They take like 1 or 2 days, like, and I adjusted. So of course you have a biorhythm, but it is 25 hours anyway, not 24 hours in the human body. So you know, you adjust anyway all the time a little bit your own biological clock. And I think if you do it right, I read kind of a lot of kind of things on the internet. So I think if you do it right, and then I also take for the first 3 days when I go to a different time zone, I take melatonin in the evening to kind of reset the body clock. It helps to make it a little bit quicker, a little bit smoother, the transition. And then during the day, you drink coffee or Coca-Cola or so. So, you know, of course, you help yourself a little bit to get adjusted.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.